song that got lost in 1961 because it was on the back of Right or Wrong.
Eat a dick up.
Hood look like Vietnam. Squad look like Viet Cong. My money wouldn't be this long if I ain't an op trying to move my shit. Cash with $100 and a half. Laugh, take a yellow cab to the back. Motherfucker, I've been swooping. Tell her what it is. Running the train on your beans. Kill a squad in the beans. Motherfucker, I've been swooping. Tell her who we
Probation!
None of that dumb shit. We coolin' perks with a hoe that look like dirt. Hit him up with a pump gun cock, right? You gon' get shot, right? Red dot sight on your face, like, what's up now, my boy?
If you will, a little bit delayed. that's an inside joke. The clandestine transmission with myself, El Ketter, Got my man MIC here.
Hey!
To my right. And we're doing it big.
Big time.
It's enormous. It's enormous in here.
Ginormous.
Like
a Tyrannosaurus.
Yes.
Brontosaurus.
Possibly a Stegosaurus.
Gigantosaurus, dude.
Diplodocus. One of those things. But we're back.
We got the unsalted peanuts.
We our nuts are unsalted. It's just how we roll. And we're bringing you technically not a throwback because we're not going that far back. We're just bringing it back. We had fully intended to get the podcast jump off popping. Right around the new year, so we'd be like fresh for the new year. Get it going.
We were a little tardy.
Yeah, that didn't end up working out for us. But the original intent was definitely to get the the best of 2014 kind of operation going with the podcast. Because if you're gonna do something right at the start of the new year. What better than to do your previous year wrap-up? In case you can't tell, I'm fidgeting with a broken speaker. And I'm a crazy person.
Stop fidgeting.
Yeah, I know. This show, we're gonna take it back and give you some choice jams off of the joints that I profiled back in the beginning of the year. On the imagination.com website, that were like, they were some of my favorites, some of my favorite music of the year. Gonna play some cuts. Started off the show with something that was actually not on the list, and that was Sparkmaster Tape with Propecia. It was not on any album that came out. It was just on his SoundCloud, and it was supposed to be from his forthcoming. His forthcoming album that was never released. It wasn't released. I've recently been looking into Sparkmaster Tape to see where he's at, what's going on. The nearest I can tell, one of his associates on the Twitter said that he is currently locked down.
Free Sparkmaster Tape.
Yes. I don't know if it's true or what's going on, if whatever. But I would like to see the return of Sparkmaster Tape. Propecia was one of a number of songs that he put out that were non-album cuts that were just... It was just banger after banger he was dropping. And, the Swoop Serengeti mixtape that he released with Mishka, and then the previous Syrup Splash mixtape, I still play to this very day. Swoop was actually my favorite release of 2013. That was my favorite album. And he kept dropping joints throughout 2014. Propecia being one of the hottest tracks that he released during that time frame.
I need to drop some Propecia into my hand so I may take it with a glass of water and grow a glorious mane. Sparkmaster Tape, when you get out, hook me up with the Propecia. Cure my baldness.
Hey man, we're old. No, I'm
Sparkmaster Tape got the cure.
Getting a little light up top. What am I gonna do about it? I can't do anything about it.
Propecia.
Well, except for Propecia apparently.
The Sparkmaster Tape special Propecia.
So maybe he'll come back and hook us up.
This podcast brought to you by Propecia. If your erection lasts longer than 30 minutes. Take another Propecia. And that's a PSA. from MIC.
That's for your penis and for your scalp. That's what MIC takes care of the penis and the scalp. That's what he does.
If you need any sort of information about your penis or your scalp, send us a message.
Yes. Yeah, you get at us on Facebook. You know, we're both on there. We're on the Twitter too.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Are you on the Twitter as your dog?
I listen on Twitter. I don't tweet as much as I read on Twitter.
I recommend reading more than tweeting myself. So, you know.
But yeah, we should connect with the folks who are downloading and listening. So send us messages and feedback and
all that.
I don't know, all those things. Requests and pictures, smoke and signal, whatnot. You know.
You just want some nudes, right?
send me pictures of landscapes that you take. You're out there in the neighborhood.
You sure?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you're in.
Oh, jeez. Landscaping? What about manscaping?
That's your expertise.
Sure. We're gonna take it back to more music. What else we got coming up? We got our friends from Run the Jewels, Killin' Mike, LP.
Hey.
We had the good fortune of seeing them in Boston. They're coming back. They're coming back to Boston.
Coming back twice. They're doing that Boston Call-In show coming up, and then they're doing like this free Converse show or something. There's like some show going on that like you have to like try to win tickets to. But there's Converse is doing a handful of shows.
Well, we also saw them live at Coachella.
That's right.
Thanks to the internet stream.
Thank you, internet.
I gotta say, get a chance to see Run the Jewels live show. Don't hesitate, go. It was just so much bass, and it was,
yeah, it
you know,
was...
it really kind of took me back to my youth of going to see hip hop shows back in the day. Admittedly, at this point in my life, I could really give a shit about seeing rappers walk back and forth on the stage. Like it's not doing anything for me, unless you're really putting on a show. And Mike and LP, they put on a real rap show. If you're a young person, you really don't know what hip hop is, go see that shit because they're gonna destroy the stage.
It was like the good classic '90s show with like some punk and like some crunk.
Yes.
And like, yo, I haven't seen.
And a lot of bass. Yes. Like I haven't seen crowds move like that since I went to some
It's been
a really long time since I've seen an act own the crowd the way that they.
And it was like the whole show. The only way I could compare it to is when I first saw Tribe and they did like Scenario and like the whole crowd was like jumping around, going like nuts. But that
brought leaders of the New School out. Because were you at the show
the
here,
Pacific
here in the Civic Center in 1991?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But the whole Run the Jewels show is like is like Scenario song after Scenario song. So it was pretty. I can see if that's the last song of the night. But like, you know, the whole show was like just rocking out like crazy.
Yeah, and you know the way that the bass was shaking everything, I thought that the building was gonna collapse. It was total insanity. So you get the opportunity to see Run the Jewels, go see Run the Jewels. We're gonna play a little bit of their music right now. We got Oh My Darling, Don't Cry from their Run the Jewels 2 coming at you next.
My dick, that's word to pimp. I don't fuck with or talk like all these fucking imps. Stop violent, give a fuck if you deny it, kids. You can all run naked backwards to a field of dicks. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit, that's word of big. I dreamt we own the world, but I've woken up and it don't exist. Soak it in, I need no assist, can't slap my wrist, I don't owe you shit. Trust me, I'm a doctor, do operate, I'm a post-war razor, bitch.
Tiptoe on the track like a ballerina, ski mask in a Pontiac Catalina. It's obese female opera singer, you can run the jewels or lose your fingers. Me and LP got time to kill, got folks to kill, on overkill. He hanging out the window, I hold the wheels. One black, one white, we shoot to kill. That fuckboy life about to be repealed. That fuckboy shit about to be repaired. Fuckboy G-Hard, kill infidel. But boom from Mike and L.
Life is hell, death's a bitch, and these food bar rulers getting rich. I cop a zip, it opens up, I smoke it up, go home and fuck. Tell I be girl when they roam. I get a face, please pay with dome. My business card says you're in luck. I do two things, I rap and fuck.
I fucking rap, I toast rap, I smoke the kush, I beat the puss, I read the books, did the math. Don't need a preacher preaching on my behalf. No teacher can't teach my arrogant ass. I'm blowing on crippy by reading the scriptures that's written by Egyptians and sipping on whiskey. Hey baby, you with me?
Till chest pop, cardiac arrested, I'm so invested, I'm self-invented, that's no illusion. There's no confusion, you see the future, you fear the future. I've seen the truth and I'm so deluded. I've been a better bad guy than I've been better than bad. Been a bit of bully talk, beating on my chest, in fact I half stacked from a rat. I've been around the block, babe, I know a few facts. Maniac, brainiac, run, go tell him that. A.T. Alien, and my tell him that.
Can't believe wrong, I'm savage. Show up your class, what's happening? 2-yard bullet with a fully automatic. Heart full of pain and a head full of habit. Everybody steps on the key and I'm dead and I'm happy. Leaving a mama to save what happened. Who gon' buy my baby a cat? Fuck that bitch in the back.
Mega blast, I'm mega lit. On Highway 6 and I'm not strapped in. I don't crash, bitch, I just skid. You got the cash, I'll make the trip. I make the trip, you better pay. Done worse, but that's don't make my day. I'm not from Earth, from far away. I bust through chests like baby gray.
Running the jewels of the game. Whipping the mixes like chickens of cane. Spitting the sickness again. Parents is living again. Kids is just fucking insane. Wanting that pistol that fits with a chain. Rapping the simple like they in a game. Delivery dope like a dope who's a dope or a nose full of coke for a junkie of fiend.
On with a burner cell phone, Desert Eagle 50 cal imprint on the backbone. This one is not to be tested unless you got Smith and Wesson quick at your disposal. If not, better to head back home. This is a business, the uniform isn't unusual if you make killing a job. Money is good when it's coming from behind prison walls for someone who need to get off. Plus it'll probably be the 9-to-5 and there is time to be outside instead of sitting at a desk and making calls. And for anyone to stay alive up in the jungle, you should figure out a way to carry no remorse at all. All day long it is bombs over Baghdad, right in the backyard. No service, no draft. No reason to go out, but it's no reason to stay in when the roaches are all raiding and your neighbors bumping black flags. Tired of living like this, but not ready to die because he isn't notorious yet. Everyone wants to be somebody known for doing something people call glorious, yes. So we keep it pushing through the blood and all the gunning down of people that he knew and loved to just ran out of time. And a mantra that is bumping on the Walkman in the pocket, probably something that's synonymous to money on the mind. This action, no time for your planning. The lifespan like this fuse is too short. That rocket is taking off, taking off, taking off. It's taking off. Party in the sky. Thug Mansion was real as it turns out. These gangsters ride rockets. They taking off. Taking off. Taking off. They taking off. What is in the mind of a motherfucking killer when he chilling on the porch with his daughter in his lap? Peace. That man just doing his job, fam. No demons for the damn mean. And if they live in hell, they can't bring it to you, you see? What's a goon to a goblin? Essentially, living in the ghetto cause the rent is cheap. And the cost of living is the life you live in. And the life you live in is the nicest given that you ice to live in. Dead to cry for more of that good poison, that hood oil, that cash cow. Need cash now, just add water and back off of what mama taught you. Parents just don't understand, apparently always talking to Jesus, please. The only God here is the Jesus piece. They rocking like hipsters rock Jeezy tees, ironic. Don't you think about it, stop all the thinking. Instinct is how you kill a giant. They might be stalking in rappers or up in prison for taxes. death in that shit. Everyone trying to be the king of this landfill. Probably get it just a hill of bodies to stand still, you're canceled. So no settling down, they hit the pedal depending upon your metal. You're drowning, exhaustion and lost in the smoke. Is a choking, unspoken, inhuman, and urge unprovoked. It is all good, with professional pot stirrers, a thought murders a motherfucker quicker than not. This action, no time for your planning. The lifespan like this fuse is too short. That rocket is taking off, taking off, taking off. It's taking off. Party in the sky. Thug Mansion was real as it turns out. These gangsters ride rockets. They taking off, taking off, taking off. They taking off. It again, meet up in the parking lot, take it off, sparking up, pass it to a friend, got a spaceship in the parking lot, spark a lot, take it off, do that shit again, always chill up in the parking lot, when the block is hot, taking off, yep. Get fly, baby, they die regular. Don't wanna just deteriorate on the cellular. Level the devil's a metal and motherfucker, there be no medals for all these fucking guns you be busting. The uncles and nieces and cousins going to war, blowing the score, peddling pellets for more guns than the score. Stays blockbuster, bust the block, show stop, mustard and mayonnaise, make the cars hop. Scotch, soda, pop, cap. Dozens with the cousin, get a partner who can rap and a partner who can ball and the rest of y'all. Welcome to the trap, get ready for war. Welcome to the hood, go and cover your head for the patron saint Trayvon and bring out your dead. Ring the alarm under the sound is drowning and the beat is banging so hard that you can't hear the shouting. This action. No time for your planning. The lifespan like this fuse is too short. That rocket is taking off, taking off, taking off. It's taking off. Party in the sky. Thug Mansion was real as it turns out. These gangsters ride rockets. They taking off, taking off, taking off. They taking off. This action. No time for your planning. The lifespan like this fuse is too short. That rocket is taking off, taking off, taking off. It's taking off. Party in the sky. Thug Mansion was real as it turns out. These gangsters ride rockets. They taking off, taking off, taking off. They taking off.
Sent a gummy to a vacious smirk. secret meetings in the stratosphere. Gaza, Ramallah, Seattle, Neptune, Tunis, Larry, Trina, Mogadishu, Punjab, Kanye, Montreal, Bronx, Miami, Sao Paulo, Lisbon, Dudley, the Apple, Rio, Douro, Muscat, Moscow, Tizil, Curly, Memphis, Brixton, Paris, Hackers, Watts, Flipside, Kylo, Marshall, Simhar, Oslo, Swanee,
Eating cake. I'm not eating cake anymore. Haven't had cake in a long time. But Shabazz Palaces is eating their cake here on the clandestine transmission with the 2014 wrap up late edition.
Hey, better late than never edition.
Yes, I like that. So, I like that a lot more than it just being late.
That's the title.
I'm with that. Once again, that was the sounds of hashtag cake from Shabazz Palaces. I was just telling NYC, I caught them live a little closer to home at the Iron Horse out there in Northampton. This was a couple years ago, though. But they absolutely killed as well. Once again, they had the 808 bass turned all the way up, rocking the place, which that's really all I look for. I look for the 808 bass to be turned all the way up. That's
sack rattling bass.
You know, that's how you keep me happy. I must say,
it's key to any live show.
Indeed.
Don't neglect the bass.
No. And prior to the Shabazz Palaces, you heard the sounds of Clipping with Taking Off from their Clipping CD. You hear me starting to slow down? Hear me slow what I'm saying down a little bit?
Slurring your words?
It's because I'm listening to the headphones.
Do you need
and
some sugar?
I'm hearing I'm hearing the delay.
I will give you some sugar if you need it.
If
you need less sugar, I will take the sugar out of your body.
I don't need any candy, Mike. I'm not feeling cold and clammy. Don't need any candy.
And clammy.
I'm all set.
Eat a ham Sammy.
You're having a flashback to the ham jam, aren't you?
Hot and feisty. Eat something spicy.
What is going on here?
I'm a doctor. Dr. M.I.C.
Ah, Jesus. Nice. I thought you were a vegan. You don't have any vegan rhymes for me? You got anything like that?
I gotta think of one. I can't think of any.
Listen to some Sarah and Tegan, eat some vegan. Maybe something like that. Is that you're gonna go in that direction?
Sweaty and pale.
Some kale.
Eat a bowl of kale.
Kale chips for the win. Like I said, that was Taking Off from Clipping. And we started it off with Run the Jewels, Oh My Darling, Don't Cry. From Run the Jewels 2, in the background, listening to the sounds of Mind Design with text messages. It dawned on me I didn't mention what we were playing in the last break there. That was Monopoly with Alpha and Omega. I think we're all done with our food-related rhymes for the time being.
Tapped out.
Yes.
I'm tapped out.
So I think we'll play you some more music. Coming up next, we got the sounds of Bus Driver. And if you know me, you know I love some Bus Driver. We've been big Bus Driver fans for a long time. We supported him really heavy on the Urban Alternative Show back when we were doing that. A lot of support on EnergyNation.com. This was from his most recent album, Perfect Hair. Had a really cool video. It's called Eat the Rich. It's coming at you right now.
I'm so hungry, man, I could eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Yeah, I'm so hungry, man, I could eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Check me out. Things are looking good, but I can't mess with your hair though. Ergo, the ladder climb is an air show. But thank God y'all like a fucking with that hood shit. And treat me like you think I wrote it. The instruction booklets. The instruction booklets. The instruction booklets. Cause of my home, the hammers pop. And your selfies look like glamour shots. Before that endorphin high, I take orders like Dorsey High. Escorts the sky. Poor guy, I'm a horse fly. That's because I'm so hungry, man. Man, I can eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Yeah, I'm so hungry, man. I can eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Let's see, Kenny. Celebrate a little bit. Happily teach all of these wild new acts, how to rap, the Mendham styles for childproof caps. You there, I'm a rough approximation, a type A and type B at a dice game, and a white tee with a nice chain and snarky web presence. You can't turn up at a text message without at least a million video views. Watch the millennials brood, make sense of it all. There's diamonds in the loaves of bread. I'm looking for them in the hood like a floating head. Like a floating head, not your like a floating head, my dinner prayers meant for an asteroid wake. I'm reading that shit from a fat boy's tape. I'm still eating, nigga, but it's all soy space. I'm so hungry, man, yeah, I can eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. And I'm so hungry, man, I always eat the rich. Eat, eat, eat the rich. Let's see, Kenny.
That's right. Perfect hair. Yeah, perfect hair.
Kenny Siegel's drums sound like he's dropping desks. Your whole line's a hot mess, I confess. We got that aqua fresh. Kenny Siegel's drums sound like he's dropping desks. Your whole line's a hot mess, I confess. We got that aqua fresh. Kenny Siegel's drums sound like he's dropping desks. Your whole line's a hot mess, I confess. We got that aqua fresh. Kenny Siegel's drums sound like he's dropping desks. Your whole That's tight.
The Advice Show.
Rappers belong to things. They got affiliations and shit, and I do too. But fuck gangbanging, yeah. Life's kinda sucky, bro. If you're hearing this, consider yourself lucky. Those sharks in the boardroom program for guppies. Baby cuddle bunny in the box full of puppies. Show no perm, grow fro like Pam Grier. Don't say bro, bruh, say man's ear, yeah. Any karaoke fans here? If so, never get drunk and do cashmere. It's not a good choice. And white rappers, quit rapping in your hood voice. Sound like a clown 100-pounder that took roids. Don't do videos for tracks with your back to the cameraman. Phones get the family packing. Big data plan. 99 problems was a damn good summer song. If you got more than like three, then something's wrong.
You're drowning in quicksand. You're flailing in the water. Your hands are waving all frantic. You'll die within the hour. Unless you do what we tell you to do.
Me and my whole fam, we got stamped.
Yeah,
stamped.
Yeah. So
and
here's
you
the
should do what we tell you to do. I said,
fuck timing,
we
shit. Yeah. And here's the bush I would never beat around. Never march through Koreatown in a Madea gown. Yeah. You know, like a Mumu, and never buy used from that dude Joey Suzu. If you find yourself down in Southern Illinois, cop a mixtape from DJ Snowy Boo Boo.
That's a real
yeah.
dude.
And don't start them arguments. A show flow charge to an art numb parliament. And stand guard by your dart gun armament. And memorize your parts like a sharp tongued artisan. Always tell a lie to CIA torturers. Never buy weed from a guy named Mortimer. Buy bank forfeitures and foreclosures. If you start to lose your hair, skip the comb over. When you're home, open a game with the Orioles. The journalist should never write a slang editorial.
You're drowning in quicksand. You're flailing in the water. Your hands are waving all frantic. You'll die within the hour. Unless you do what we tell you to do.
Me and my whole fam, we Doug Stamper.
So you should do what we tell you to do.
I say good goddamn, we Doug Stamper.
You a grown man, do what I told you to. Stop pissing on the motherfucking toilet stool. Wash your hands when you touch a little dirty dick. And dry them off before you come trying to shake my shit. You a hoe if your Facebook is complicated. Eat your fruit fiber, bitch, or get constipated. No finger waves, except baby face. LeBron James needs to stop taking HGH. His hairline fucked up from the HGH. Went from one headband to like 88. You ain't a thug, stop acting like you been through shit. Stop paying for them porn site memberships. Go to YouPorn, nigga, that shit is free. But don't bootleg my comedy, pay the fee. Tell your cousin, stay the fuck from off World Star. And don't buy a Honda Civic, that's a girl's car. And don't buy a Chevy Aveo, or a Mini Cooper, or a Yaris. And don't set stuff on fire either. Actually, if you can only afford one of those cars, because those are compact cars and they're very affordable, then get that. Don't let me judge your life. But that other stuff, I mean that other stuff. Yeah.
The Advice Show.
I mean, seriously, watching too much television. Like, I used to watch Nick at Night a lot, like when it first started, and when everything they were playing was like from the 50s. I used to watch like Dobie Gillis and Donna Reed, like
really?
Like every day, like when I'm like 11, you yeah. know. And it's like,
why do you think you were so into that?
I honestly think it just came down to options at that hour.
You're just bored and there's nothing else to
there's
do.
There's not like, you know, and I just kind of always gravitated towards whatever was comedy, and from whatever era. If it was comedy, I'd watch it.
Boy, you couldn't have picked worse comedy.
Hey. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, calm down. Hey there, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Come on.
Hey. Grab the palm paddle, second serve 98. Miss the white tape, then I rattle off 20 straight. Firm handshake, Hey fella, have a great day. Could only play one game. When I heard my name, it was the fella's date. Inviting me for a steak. It's not hard being the D's, but being the D's is great. Racquetball court sweaty, smell thick. Moist room, thick glass, bounce blue wall. Sound muffled, get down. Goggles playing boggle words, spelling hey hey. Riddick full war pony. Jules wanted a pony. Then she bought Nyrock. Then she bought a Cougar. I won the American Gladiators. D's bought a Ruger. Hey! Hey there, buddy guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Pipe it down, calm down. It's easy. Granddad's on stairs. Bungalow wrong way. Dormer on too hot. Summertime, new fan. More fans, cool down. Cool down, dormer home. Calm down, pipe it down. Bumping too much, come on. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. It ain't hard being, but the days is being, but being the days. Hey guy, hey there buddy guy, hey there buddy guy. Calm down buddy guy, take a shower and shave guy. Hey there buddy guy, pipe it down, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Crack, crack, tape. Get crack, crack, tape. Tape, 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 tape. To get loud, though. Loud in public.
Again, with the sounds of Mind Design in the background, with Homewards, it's a clandestine transmission. With me, El Ketter, the man with his phone,
hey.
His hand, M.I.C.
What you mean, yo, funny?
We have such like. Such good, like, off air, invisible, like, repartee and body language going on.
We're gonna need to video cast, yeah. This. Like, a lot of these, like, sports shows I see have, they used to be, like, radio shows, and then they started, like, doing, like, a live show, so, like, you can tune in,
yeah,
to, like, the freaking radio show and, like, watch that shit on, like, your shitty local cable sports channel.
I could, like, stick the webcam that I've got right here, like right up there, and
I'm gonna just put a GoPro on my head, and you'll put one on your head, and then it would be the most weird point of view video, yeah, you've ever seen.
So look forward to that happening in 14 years, because that's about how long it takes us to do stuff around here. Yeah,
we'll take it on the road.
And we're going on tour, apparently.
Yes.
All right. So not only are we going to have a live video show, but we're also going to take it on tour.
Write it down.
Look forward to it. You just heard music from Serengeti. Once again, we're doing the 2014 wrap up. The better, best, pretty good, whatever records that came out in 2014.
Did you say the pretty good? None of these records are pretty good.
No, they're all really fucking
awesome. They're all really awesome.
But, like, you know, I'm just trying to keep it humble over here, you know?
Be like,
God damn it, these are the best records that came out last year, and whatever you were listening to, go fuck yourself.
Yo, go get that Serengeti record.
I really can't reiterate how awesome the Serengeti album was. Kenny Dennis 3. I wasn't expecting it to blow my mind, because he's dropped a couple of Kenny Dennis records, and they've been really solid, a lot of good production. But you know, I'm like, for the third one, I'm like, oh, he's gonna do something that's gonna completely blow my mind, and he did. I wasn't expecting it, and that ended up being literally one of my most favorite records of last year. I listened to it so much. you know, basically just having it on repeat. It had so many catchphrases. It had so many little hilarious things. And it's not even like the whole album is just him going for Dolo on the microphone, because it's not. It's got like, you know, it's got Durs on it, and you know, Anders Holm
got the Durs frame home in the lab.
Yeah, I was just telling him, I see I've got the limited edition signed Serengeti and Durs print.
Why is that not?
Because I need a good frame for it. But yeah, that the album was just front to back was incredible. You also heard another one of my absolute favorites of the last few years. It goes to say the same about Serengeti. Like, I mean, you and me have been on the Serengeti train literally since the beginning. Like, when our good friend Kate was promoting his first record,
to toot our own horns,
Dirty Flamingo.
But when nobody was giving it spins.
That's basically what happened. We were hearing from our friend who was the promoter. She was like, "Oh, people aren't feeling it, whatever." And we listened to it, and it was like, "Oh shit, this is fucking awesome." And at a time
when we took big fat doo doo
on a lot of records
that passed through our hands back then.
And being a Chicagoan, he is an ally of Open Mike Eagle as well. Mike Eagle, of course, was from Chicago before moving to Los Angeles and joining forces with the Hellfire Club. But we did hear from him and Hannibal Buress on Doug Stamper and Vice Raps.
Buress! Yo, shout out to Doug Stamper.
Oh, we can definitely all send a shout out to Doug Stamper.
Doug, do your thing.
He recovered from that that terrible injury, and you know, he managed to come back. Unlike Bill Cosby, who was not able to recover from the terrible injury that was perpetrated on him by none other than Hannibal Buress.
Yo, Hannibal Buress ruined that dude's life. He doesn't have to go to court. Like, all these charges being, like, he does not have to see a day in court, because these women will keep coming out.
Yeah.
Because basically, he either, like, molested or harassed every woman that he came in contact to through the years. And dude has been doing this since, like, the 70s or whatever.
Hey man, I posted it on Facebook. There's an old comedy bit that the Kaz did. This is back in the, you know, I Spy era, where he's talking about getting chicks drunk at the hotel. It's like, you know,
back when you could, like, just straight up talk about your game and what you did, and people were like, "Oh yeah, Spanish Fly. All right, cool." That's how I get
not
down
that
too.
That's any not that that's any different than, you know, Rick Ross talking about slipping broads and roofies and shit, whatever. But you know, so it's not much has changed apparently.
Rick Ross, the Bill Cosby of the rap game.
I don't think anyone has ever said that before, but I'm with it. I'm fine.
Pudding Pops. You know, they both like giving ladies the Spanish Fly.
Yes. Oh man. And
had great shows on NBC about families.
In there, you also heard from Open Mike Eagle's other homie, bus driver, fellow Hellfire Club representative. With Eat the Rich, those three records were all pretty instrumental to my enjoyment of music in 2014.
Yep. I got two.
That's why there can't be a video camera here. There can't, because this is...
All right, we've been doing these. The thing with doing, like, the podcast versus doing an actual, like, terrestrial radio. When you're doing, like, the radio, you're, like, in the radio studio, and you were, like, focused. Like, there was no distractions when we were there. We were there for business. You know, we knew like the equipment was going to be horrible.
Actually, I was.
There wasn't going to be a lot of distractions going on, except it maybe being too freaking hot in there. But like here, when we do it in the lab,
the bug infestation.
Yes,
the poop.
We got like
the hairball.
We got like we got toys and shit. I got little stuffed animals behind me. I got Cody watching some kind of crazy pornographic anime. Look at.
It's Kill the Kill, man. Kill the Kill is awesome.
I've got all kinds of stuff going on.
I am easily
distracted over here.
I wholeheartedly recommend Kill the Kill. If you're out there, it's on Hulu, right? Yeah. So
if you're into anime with a lot of camel toes,
toes. Oh, there's a ton of camel.
Please
toes.
Tune in.
It's fantastic.
And swordplay.
It's very violent. It's very hilarious. Just like real life. It's true. Speaking of being violent and hilarious, we got music from Schoolboy Q coming up next. It was a sleeper album for me. Didn't expect it to be one of my favorites at the end of the year, but it turned out Schoolboy Q's Oxymoron was definitely one of my favorites at the end of 2014.
Kendra liked it so much, he went out and bought a bucket hat.
It's true. True. It's Gangsta on the Clandestine Transmission, coming at you next.
My daddy a gangster.
Embrace the funk, movie is I'm running through your system. system. Seem like only target Hindu victims. Red eye chicken pot type symptoms. Sad day had his whole family sickening. Trying to state the facts. We don't care if the election black. We got a strap. Gangsta shit. Chewing me if I broke a rich. I got a bitch. Sober, Kush older, Kush soldiers, Crip stoner, real soldier, head off shoulders, make over.
Gangsta, 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 gangsta,
blood on the gate, witchcraft whispered by maids. The fear under the mask, my father's face ashen, hands grasping, held us back, we were kids laughing. A few months later the hearse had him. Graveside, women clutch white napkins. Black magic, rumors it wasn't no accident. State funeral, uniforms and acronyms. Eat with the dead, poor strong spirits, we Africans. Yeah, me and my sister, we never really laughed again. It's Obia we come for, and pay good money. Last weapon of the poor, for this children went hungry. Blood on the door, buried charms, paw monkey. Macbeth palms, dry-eyed in the beloved country. Burgle alarm, reach for the heat, find nothing. Die quietly in your sleep, they still say your wife did something. Upon your house of pox, a fortnight body in a box. Don't believe me, just watch.
I see fire in her. 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 I see fire in her.
Once upon a lynching, rank fumes of incense, root workers, herb mixing, graveyard dirt picture, intention imprint. Fragrant oils, holy water, sacrifice for those who fell before us. Retreat to the forest where the moon don't shine, and the sun belly sweep the floor. Four corners, crude shrine, brick dust outline, maroon. Psychic tie, humbly we commune. Perfume, resin, laws of attraction. Bat blood, black arts, conjure man, incantation. Fireside divination. Don't forget to feed the lower when the spirit lead. Tell my horse I ride side saddle. Star charts and drink books. Papa LaBasse live from the Botanica. All white attire with a mugwort amulet. Third eye pierced, geo chevron amethyst. Nature my cathedral. Backwater crossroads talisman. Gypsy woman with a fever vision. Destiny altered in the land of the living. Elders whisper, listening still.
I see fire in her.
I see fire,
I see fire in her.
Vegas, and I'm gonna go with enough money in my hip pocket to catch them fine bitches. You know what I mean?
That's bullshit.
You're not gonna do nothing like that. I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna get a job. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna get a little job, some job a convict can get, like scraping off trays in the cafeteria or cleaning out toilets. And you're gonna hold on to that job like gold, because it is gold. Let me tell you, Jack, that is gold. You listen to me! And when that man walks in at the end of the day, and he comes to see how you've done, you ain't gonna look in his eyes. You're gonna look at the floor. Pay attention to what I'm saying, motherfucker. And then he's gonna look around the room, see how you done. He's gonna say, oh, you missed a little spot over there. And you're gonna suck all that paint inside you. And you're gonna clean that spot. And you're gonna clean that spot. Until you get that shiny clean. And on Friday, you pick up your paycheck.
Rapping black, rapping black.
Nigga, I'm black as fuck. Spin a mill on a pint glass of Frederick Douglass blood. Yo, MTV Cribs, come and look in my closet. Keep the authentic Ku Klux Klan uniform with bullet holes in it and Black Panther blueprints on the back. I got it preserved on a wooden hanger in a clear plastic bag. My piece of the aggro crack is Garrett Morgan's gas mask prototype and a ballot box from when Negroes first got they voting rights. Yeah, that's black antique flossing. Fluent in jive slang ebonics but can't speak dolphin. Yeah, you got a prop from the set of Walker Texas Ranger compared to my madam CJ Walker hot comb hair straightener. Nigga, I'm black as fuck, look but don't touch. A pack of pits might attack your nuts. I can't have your fingerprints tarnishing the artifacts. If you look to the left, on the wall is Django's gun that he shot slave masters with. Change things so they get a gun blast when they crack the whip. Like when Silky Johnson and the Flair haters went back in time on that Chappelle skit.
I say when people pass.
Yo, peace, Ronald McNair. Yo, to all the men, women, and children that sacrificed their life for my opportunity. Hey, word up.
Nigga, I'm black as fuck. May your words cut the roof of your mouth like Captain Crunch. If you speak of my history, with disgust upon your tongue. We full of love for foreign cultures and vice versa. But when I walk in the streets tonight, these stupid bitches clutch their purse, huh? Around my neck is where they want the rope put, because I'm decoding secret messages from MLK's notebook. Listening to audio recordings from Malcolm X that I found in a hidden briefcase on miniature cassettes. Max Julian told me that dark clowns be kicking ass, so I'm finna cop the typewriter that Dick Gregory wrote that book. Nigga with his hands, you don't understand that. This black antique flossing. Life is like a box of chocolate. Hey y'all, I'm dark skinned. Over the fireplace is a painting of Johnny Cochran. I'm paraphrasing, but James Brown said it quite often. Yeah. Nigga, I'm black as fuck. We take Reggie Jackson's back and smash it against his skull. If you talk that racist jazz to us after we leave the show, cause this ain't the 1960, that white power shit is old.
I say when people pass.
Yo, peace, Lena Horne. You know, I hope I'm down here doing something you can shine upon from up there. Yeah.
Nigga, I'm black as fuck, and it must be sunk, cause they sell to Africa to capture us.
I say when people pass.
Clandestine transmission. Hear my voice slow down because I hear myself in my headphones.
Turn my headphones
down.
Off.
Yes. Gotta turn them down.
Turn them off.
That's not what we're saying about the music that we're playing, though.
Turn that
up. Yes.
To 11, at least.
Indeed, you just heard music from the Koreatown Oddity, who I think I just introduced MIC to, actually.
I vaguely remember a video.
With the dude wearing the wolf mask. Yes. Yeah, his debut LP, 200 Tree Rings, was fantastic. It was another one of my favorites of 2014. That was Black Antique Flossing. I listened to that album a whole lot. That was workplace listening. Definitely.
Turn it up in your workplace.
Definitely like helps when you're at work and you're mad because you're at work.
And you're holding and you're
like
handguns.
And you're like, fuck Whitey. That's what you want to have in the headphones.
And you got an AK in your hand.
Exactly.
With bullets still in it, and you're like, oh, son of a bitch. No one took the bullets out of this gun.
That's my life. That's my life to a T. There you go.
True story.
I But apparently in real life he's like an actor and comedian. Yeah, but he's fucking awesome on the mic. Like he's fantastic MC. If the acting and the comedianing doesn't work out, yeah, hopefully he sticks with the rapping, because that's what
I told him was fresh. Childish Gambino. Our young Aiello.
Yeah, look for young Aiello in stores soon. Because that was Danny Aiello at the end of the previous track, which was Duppy from Armin Hammer, which is Billy Woods and Elucid. Billy Woods will actually be here in our neck of the woods. Let's just say Woods over again. If I could work in James Woods somehow.
Natalie Wood.
Yes.
Up to no good. Frank Underwood.
Frank Underwood. Ah, see? There you go. Bring it a full circle. Back to Doug Stamper. Billy Woods will be somewhere out in Worcester. What did I say the name of the place was?
The Shop.
Yeah, I have no idea where that is.
I cannot find out any information.
He's doing a show with a longtime internet homie, Shane Hall, out in Worcester. Billy Woods is one of my favorite MCs in the game right now. Just incredibly intelligent, erudite, politically astute. And I can say that about a lot of the MCs that I played tonight, actually. You know, a lot is said about, you know, like, oh, this rapper's political, or this rapper's this, or whatever, or this dude is conscious. And, I don't really hear that in a lot of the people who get those labels foisted on them, or, you know, I don't really necessarily feel that way about those MCs. But cats like, you know, Bus Driver, Open Mike Eagle, Billy Woods, the Koreatown Oddity, Clipping, Shabazz Palaces, Run the Jewels, you know, those are all hip hop artists that you know really had shit to say, over the last few years, and I'm glad they're here, because not only that, they also pushed the boundaries of how hip hop sounded, that's definitely mm-hmm. something that has to happen. Otherwise, everything just sounds the same, you know. And, you know, we don't want it to sound like we were saying, you know, we're talking about certain new records that have come out, and like the guest MCs that are on the records, and like, you know, it's just like they're grabbing random young shitty rap dudes who are kind of quote hot in the streets, but just can barely speak English. It's all really terrible.
Cool Craig Mack, you won't be around next year.
Right.
Those type of guys.
Yeah. Alright.
Salud. Salud.
But like I was saying, that was Arm & Hammer with Duppy from their Race Music CD, which technically came out at the tail end of 2013, but I played all through 2014, and Billy Woods just dropped record of his own, which I'll surely be playing on another podcast coming soon. And we started off with Schoolboy Q with the bucket hat, with Gangsta. Like I was saying, it was like, yo, one of the things that impressed me so much about that record was like the production.
Yeah.
You know, because you think West Coast dudes, you kind of think of a certain sound.
I'm so biased. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, and that shit sound to me sounded like Wu-Tang Clan. I'm like, that's what a Wu-Tang record should have sounded like in 2014, but it doesn't, and that's a problem. But
Schoolboy Wu.
But at least it could be a mashup mixtape project of some kind.
There you go.
We only had more time in our lives, and it wasn't just taking up my guns. Springfield, or Springfield. And I, you know what? Springfield, that's where we are right now. Imagine Nation HQ is in Springfield, Massachusetts. We just won.
We just won the
city lottery the other day here. Where
did someone come into town?
We got number two most dangerous city in the Northeast.
The thing is, the year is not over. We can still make number one.
We beat out New Haven.
I think the only who got
number one? Philly, right?
I have no clue.
I think it was, you know where it is? I think it's some city in New Jersey that's down there by Philly. But we beat Philly, we beat New Haven, we beat Boston. I mean, yo, that, we got guns. We should just change that to the town. When you drive into the city, I mean, there should be like a green sign by the side of the road that says Springfield, Mass. We got guns.
I mean, Smith & Wesson's here, so we do.
Yeah.
I mean, if Smith & Wesson was like in Chicago.
We had the Springfield rifle was produced here for a very, very long time. We got the armory.
The armory is here.
And hey, we got a history with that too. If you go back to Shay's Rebellion, when folks rose up against the man and went to the armory and got the Gats, I mean, hey, that's gangsta, gangsta, gangsta. Yeah, but we're gonna have to wrap it up because we've been here for, I guess Cody was like, you've been here for like 3 hours.
And the sun's going down, so we gotta get safe.
Oh yeah, you don't want to walk outside my apartment building at this time of night.
I might get accosted by someone.
It's perfectly safe.
Regardless of how many guys I have to walk by arguing about how much they paid for their dub sack.
Hey, but you know what? If they're smoking the dub sack, you know, they're mellowing out. They're not bothering nobody. You gotta watch out for the guy with the heroin.
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
That guy. That's the guy I want to be out around.
His name? Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian.
No, not Sebastian. Sebastian!
On that
Heyron. But we are going to wrap it up. We got a couple more tracks coming up just to round out the 2014 Best Of show. We got music from Atmosphere and something from Upstart 2014, Upstart Your Old Droog, which of course there was a bunch of, I don't know if you're aware of the whole controversy surrounding Your Old Droog when he came out, where people were saying that it was Nas, and it was like, he was disguising his voice, and it was really Nas, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, it is not Nas. And everyone was like, it's not, oh my God, it's Nas. If that's not Nas, I don't know shit about hip-hop. And I was like, you don't know shit. Do not know shit about hip-hop, sir.
Oh, no.
He's since released another EP, he released another EP and padded his original EP out to a full-length album and kind of proved himself, to me at least, I don't know about to anybody else. It's kind of an Action Bronson, that guy sounds like somebody else situation thing, but dude is ill, and we're gonna hear something from him in a hot minute. First up, we've got a music from Atmosphere. Another surprise for me, I had kind of, the last couple Atmosphere albums I was like a little lukewarm on. I was like, live musicians sound kind of bandy, not really what I want to hear. But Ant brought back the boom bap production on, but still combined like the live instrumentation on the new album. And it was very melodic, but really very funky and loop sounding and kind of dirty and dusty. I really enjoyed the record. Southsiders was, again, one of my favorites of last year. And we're going to hear Camera Thief off that. And then after that, we're going to hear Your Old Droog with Gunsmoke Cologne from his self-titled EP, which burst on the scene last year, of course, like I said, started all the
shenanigans.
Well, that's gonna be enough of our shenanigans for another week. We'll be back with another clandestine transmission soon. In a week, two, 2 weeks, whatever, you know, whenever MIC can get over to my house, basically, is when we're going to do another episode.
My dance card has been full, but we'll get over here. Yeah. I've been dancing all over.
Mostly with your dog.
Pretty much.
He is a good dancer.
He's got quite social life.
He has good moves.
And unfortunately, he cannot get a driver's license. Nor can he drive a car. So, I'm his chauffeur.
And there you have it, folks. Perhaps you can listen to this podcast when you're driving your dog around.
Hey!
Or when you're rolling on the bus. Or when you're eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich across the street.
That's true.
Hanging out for the grocery store. We'll be back with another installment of Clandestine Transmission real soon. Until then, music from Monopoly in the background with Night Garden going into Atmosphere, your old Drew, and then we're out of here.
Peace out.
Attach my feet to the path I beat. Teach myself to keep the answers brief. Gnash my teeth like the last to feast. Imagine me on that abandoned beach. Sand and sea as if the jazz was free. I'm ice cream mixed with gasoline. Direct attention to the craftsmanship. Neglect to mention that the past will stick like initials carved in the concrete. Like the tattoo that hides on your mommy. I still kick it with angels. The difference is instead of the bar, I'm at my kitchen table. The starlight shines through the glass, but you feel safe underneath that mask. Ferris wheel, give rides. The scars healed in time to get high. Lock the doors and hide the keys. Let's go describe how to climb a tree. Don't sign the lease, just cop a corner for you to curl up and try to sleep. Those cheap police won't find my wings. I keep my dreams inside my dreams. And if I had a time machine, I'd probably use it like a vacuum and try to clean. It kinda seems quite more than a handful of these regrets have been circumstantial. Now give me all the cash out the drawer. Touch that mustache down on the floor. And I'll be in court holding a pitchfork before I let the contest outlast the sport. Pocket watch,
impatient. Find a mate, then make the migration. Break the rules, but first break the rulers. And keep it moving like a rumor. I don't need to defend my defensiveness. I keep to myself, my family, and friendships. I got enough people I could disappoint. If you disagree, I think you missed the point. Now go ahead and grab a chair. Let me tell you about the last few years. Pulled out a sack full of Samson's hair and put it on the dash like a dancing bear. I wrote you a horoscope. It won't fit on this post-it note, but if I had to sum it up into a shorter quote, it goes, fuck it, you might as well row that boat.
Never been hard to pull abroad. It's that dude who had your mother gassed, and I ain't talking about the boulevard. Made it through hell and kept the essence of what I do intact. So the lies I do tell be truer than your facts. Know why? Cause I know it's all in that. Making like four more albums, then I'm falling back. So then you never see your bros ain't slack. I made a pact with promoters that the show stay packed. Moving merchandise, y'all quiet as church mice. Get the gas stays like searching Pete Nice. I got a buck like send me your rice. Roll your deuce and give me them dice. Gambling like going up in a smut without the lambskin. Definite chance that you might get burnt. But some cats are so thirsty that that's not a deterrent. They just get turned, cause they like to say catching the fades. With a chick so bad, you say you wanna catch the AIDS from her. I laugh at how so many people lives are spent. Gotta throw a slumber party for the 85%. And the stuff I'm shedding light on is vintage, timeless. You went through life sleep, they should bury y'all in pajamas. Die from a pillow fight, crushed by the featherweight. I pin out that loop, these rappers got together late. I'm out in Sydney, sipping kidneys of an RC slut. Fuck your posse cut, I make a living with my vocab. Not trying to be driving no cab. Rap for free with all you local, got no brother, no collab. Go ahead, throw your vocal jab, local center jabs. I don't care, I'm stacking bread like vocals in the lab. And I don't even do doubles, my hoes too supple. Unlike yours, granny with a bubble, tranny with the stubble. You clowns will never make it like we made it. All of the bodies of my essays getting cremated. Trial and error since the silent terror. Into the knockout game, straight out the wild and error. A lot of cats operate on that shite tip, but not even essential do I slip. And I ain't gotta wait to see the price dip. Got money in my pocket like Sonny Crockett, a Miami Vice grip. And the only tubs I fuck with is hot ones. No homo like a jacuzzi, cop snub, shotguns and Uzis. Gotta feel safe in the mansion dig, especially when they come through for your man shindig. That's the after party to the award show where they just saw me went big. Had them thinking it's rigged. Band leader with his hand on the heater, fucking around in my buck while I'm trying to conduct. Smell that gun smoke cologne like Bartolo as I motion to a member of the group to start the solo.